Paul, third game in a row where you've gone to the final over, and while you lost the last two and drew this one, I think the nature of this one having dominated so much, it probably feels like a defeat.
Yeah, I mean, it's been exciting. I mean, the last three games to go down to the last over, exciting cricket, great experiences to play in. You know, for 4 day games to go into the last overs, you feel the pressure, and great experience for young cricketers who were playing in this. But it would have been great to win, of course. But I can't fault any of the efforts from the boys. They kept battling, kept trying to wear Kent down, but in the end they stood firm and made it hard for us. And it was difficult to get the last wicket there.
I've just been talking to Mitch Claydon, obviously a former colleague of yours, and so what a day to learn how to bat as he came in to fend off 7.5 overs with Yasir Shah at the other end.
Yeah, well, I don't think he's batted for about 5 weeks because he's been back home, so he was pretty rusty. But he got through a difficult period there. We tried everything. We tried in swing, away swing. you know, it was he stood firm and hard to get him out. But Shah was the one really in the first innings as well, where he frustrated us. And you know, for someone coming in down the low order like that, he looks a decent player.
You had 96 overs to try and get the wickets. It was obvious that Kent were going to grind out today. You managed to get three this morning, three just before tea. All of those ones just before tea came from three bowling changes from you. Each one was an instant success. At that point, you might have been thinking that you could go on and push your advantage home after tea.
Yeah, as I said, I don't think we've done anything wrong in this match. Right from day one, I think we've pretty much dominated all the way through. But you got to take 20 wickets. And so far this season, we've only taken 20 wickets once. And that's a concern. And you know, we're going to have to find ways to put batsmen under pressure and get their wickets, because you know, in the past it's never been a problem for us to take 20 wickets, but certainly this year it's we found it difficult, so we need to address that pretty soon.
There were people calling for a declaration last night. You know how it is with these things. Oh, I should have declared sooner, all the rest of it. I mean, hindsight's a wonderful thing. Who knows, if you had another 5 or 6 overs today or 10 overs, they may have batted those out as well.
Yeah, it's exactly. Hindsight's an amazing thing. I think we got ourselves in a position to win that game. It's as simple as that. I think if you said at the start of the game you would go about how we would go about the match, I think that would be pretty much a blueprint of how we'd want to play our cricket. I thought the batting, we batted for long periods. We got obviously a good first innings total on the board. And wore them down, and we managed to take early wickets in their first innings and put them under pressure on that. So to get a lead, you know, a big lead like that, and then again in the second innings to go out and put them under pressure in terms of putting a big total on the board. I thought the way that we went about it was excellent. Let's be honest, we've got three youngsters in the side who are leading our bowling attack, and Rushi, who's probably at about 80-90% at the moment, and you know, you can take they can take a lot of experience from this. That's the positives that come out of the game, but it would have been nice to win.
Finally, you've got a week off now. Gives you a bit of a breather after all of the travelling. I think three trips down here in the last 4 weeks. It'd be nice to just not have to contend with cricket for a few days for the lads.
Yeah, it's a chance for the boys to get away. You know, get the bodies rested a little bit as well, and more so just mentally recharge. So, yeah, I think a few boys are going away. We'll not be seeing each other for probably 4 or 5 days now, and then we'll come back and start training again for our next game.